Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Portia Williams is the bald head scallywag. Ain't got no hair in a bag. Jail dub, weed up. Who remembers that song? Stay tuned to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. Yeah. Fuck him, then I get the
money. Hey, and the team is back. Welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives Reality Check. I have said that now three times just because I'm high off of caffeine.
Because she's so excited, I'm back.
You can
because that dry
me.
Toe show last week wasn't it?
No, this is not going to come to our show. Everyone, you can follow me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. Jesse, where can everyone follow you?
Bitch, tell them since you know.
I mean, is it what? DJ Jesse Janity?
DJ Jesse J, bitch. Like, she didn't know. But that's fine. You can give the full government. You know what I'm saying? Just Google that.
Speaking, okay, so we intro with Cardi B's song. Did you see her recent video? I don't know if it was on IG Live or whatever, but she was like, you know what? Even if you do have a ton of money, all people steal. She was saying that someone stole her charger.
Yeah, I actually was going to talk about that because it's the realest shit ever. Like, I be stealing them from fucking AfterBuzz all the time. Shouldn't have said that, but I'm just saying. Bitch, I just told on myself.
Oh,
they gonna
gosh.
Be like, where they at? I'm kidding.
In Jesse's book bag, looking show like Dora the Explorer. Hola, como esta, bitch? Give me that charger back.
That ain't a Dora Explorer. Actually, my backpack charges its goddamn self. So that's why I don't gotta be taking them no more.
Let's talk about who is not going to be getting charges, or maybe she will.
Who?
Well, she ain't going to be charging Escape for anything because she is kicked off of the tour. NeNe Leakes made a bad judgment call
all
in a
week.
Recent stand-up that she did. There was a heckler during one of her comedy performances, if you can call it that. And she made a comment saying, like, I hope you get raped by your Uber driver. Oh. Girl, where? Why did
who?
You? I don't even understand.
What? When?
Anyway.
Where?
So she came
why?
Out. She was on IG Live crying, honey. Crying her nose off, child.
Girl, trying to be an actress.
Right. I'm like, honey, it didn't work on Broadway, and it's not going to work on I to the G to the Live.
Or that show that you got that got canceled with the gay couple.
Shameless?
No. NeNe was never on Shameless. She is Shameless, but she was never on it. What was the one that she was on?
And
she
Glee.
Was, no, okay, yeah, she was on
it. It was something like, I don't know, it was with a really tall lady, blonde, hilarious.
No, the two gay guys, and she was like their secretary or something like
Chat,
that.
See how much we keep up with no.
Her or the Kardashians.
Anyway, it was a really bad, it was a poor joke, or it wasn't even a joke, it was a poor response in regards to the heckler. And she has since apologized, wasn't sincere. I think that given all of the backlash that she received, it was, like, sincere because she, you know, like, dang, I did it, and maybe I shouldn't have done that, but whatever, NeNe, we're done.
I mean, it's just like, dang, girl, this is, like, how many times do you be saying a joke and you just be going there? And I get it because I do it all the time, but, I mean, that is,
rape
like,
is not anything to joke about.
Yeah, like, that's violent. Like, you hope someone's Uber rapes them. Like, that's the first thing that was at the forefront of your mind. That's how mad you were at this random person who paid to come see you. You was mad, so mad at them for that to come to your show where you talk, because I don't want to call it a stand-up show.
Well, stand-up, Jess with the Mask, do you remember her? I think that's her name on Instagram, or Jess Hilarious, or something like that.
Her.
And she clapped back at Azalea Banks, basically saying, like, no one's paying to, like, come to your shows, and your shows are only $16 on Groupon or something. It was a mess. You guys Google it. It was hilarious. Find it on whatever social media platform that you go to for all of your shade and all of your tea.
But shout out to Groupon for taking everybody and just, I was just looking at Ashanti tickets. I was looking at the Nas and Lauren
Hill.
For
how much?
Oh, Ashanti was like $10. And Pretty Ricky, too. I was like,
oh, ain't nobody seeing Pretty Ricky.
I mean, I would see Pretty Ricky over Ashanti.
No, I would listen to go and see Ashanti over. If she's singing all of her classic, like, baby, 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 yes.
Yeah, but I mean, same thing with Pretty Ricky. Oh, no, because what's that fat one just be getting naked and shirtless on stage and just be like, sir.
For no reason.
For $10, I do not need I will pay an extra $10 for you not to do that, okay? I'm going to actually pay for you to go to rehab. and get whatever that is fixed. Okay.
A gym. Planet Fitness is only $10 a month, honey.
Right.
And if you want take my team.
You know what? I'm going to get you the black card special so you just can get the dollar water. You know what I mean? So I'm going to pay you $20 a month for you, sir. So that way, the next tour, you're going to be ready.
How are we feeling about Portia Williams' bald,
I didn't even see this. So she shaved her whole head off?
I don't know if this is real or not.
People looking like Cynthia from Rugrats?
Worse. No, actually, she looked beautiful.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it was a bald cap or not, because then the next day she had, I don't know, maybe it was a lace front or what, but she said that inspired by Sanaa Lathan. Like, she put that in her actual caption, so I thought that maybe this was real. I'm not sure, but she looked great. I just want to know what the motive was behind it. But it may be for a new movie.
Who? It was like... Portia's an actress?
I guess so. Two can play that game, which I hope they don't come out with another one. Like, the original was great, and then they came out with, like, five can play that game, and I'm like, girl.
I mean...
Did you see it? She looks cute.
Yeah.
She looks a lot more like her sister now that she has a shaved head.
My thing is like, don't you have a hair company?
I mean, honey, all you gotta do is throw on a WIG. Slap it
she
on.
She makes wigs? Or I thought she...
I mean, honey, all you need is a couple of bundles and you can make you a wig. Get you a little stocking cap.
She gonna move on.
Honey.
Oh my God, did you see the 10th anniversary special of the Kardashians?
Why would I watch that?
I don't know. I didn't. I just wanted to shade it. I just brought it up for no reason.
But
if you guys
did,
tell us something interesting in the comments and maybe we'll read it and talk about it next week. Probably not.
Struggle boots.
I mean, they're all pregnant. Like, it's just like...
Honey, they're not all pregnant. I am about to go to sleep. Wake me up when September ends.
Wait, is Khloe really pregnant?
Probably. I think that she's the only one who's actually probably pregnant.
I definitely believe Kylie's pregnant.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
I just believe it. So what's it called? Basically, it came out to say that her and Travis Scott are not even thinking about marriage. Kylie's actually the one, when she found out that she was pregnant, wanted to keep it.
do know that her mother is Kris Jenner.
100%.
Okay.
I do also believe now, I mean, I don't want to be the person to say this, but clearly I'm going to. you know, I'm not trying to NeNe Leakes this or nothing. But I would hope that we don't come into a Kris Jenner storyline of miscarriage or anything like that.
Child, her mama is Kris Jenner.
I mean,
anything is possible in the world.
She's 5 months pregnant. She's apparently
seven,
eight, nine. That's four more we got.
I'm not keeping up.
So this baby come out, and I'm just like... Now, I'm happy she isn't getting married to the man, so we don't have another raw Black China situation, because Travis Scott might be up in the situation. Like,
Well, listen, Black China and her baby Fool that just recently reunited because of the little one's birthday. So listen, that's ultimate
was there
revenge.
Any violence?
No, they looked very happy, and they actually make a very interesting looking couple. Not going to say cute, I think that's pushing it, but they make an interesting couple. I think they upgrade each other.
Like, there could come a point where they both, like, decide to grow up and actually come together and get
it
together.
That would be the messiest situation ever, and I would totally be here for it.
And they never talk to anyone else in the family?
No, they just keep collecting their coins. That's it.
Well, Black China was collecting some fists the other night in Hollywood because...
She was fighting?
Girl, well, she was trying to. She wanted to, but she was probably reminded. She's like, oh, I got people watching me, and these motherfuckers got cameras. So she came out of a Hollywood... They say she came out of a Hollywood club, but she was dressed like she came out of a bodega. Like, I was just like, what? And I couldn't really see exactly what happened because it was from a second camera. But apparently someone was taking pictures of her. She didn't like it. All you see is Black China slap this man's phone out of his hand. So now she's being charged with a misdemeanor vandalism, allegedly. It was on Thursday at like 3:30 in the morning. She came out. She was cussing them, telling them that she's going to get... her real ends to come and do what they do.
Oh, that's a threat, girl.
And I'm just, right. And I'm just like, girl, this is your money. Mm-hmm. Do you want to go back to the club? Like Cardi B says, she don't dance no more. She makes money moves. Bitch, your money move is these photographers. Because if they ain't following you, you are not relevant.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I feel that, well, do you think that any publicity is good publicity? Because right now we're talking about her. And it's kind of like, would we be talking about her if we just saw a picture of her exiting a club?
Wouldn't.
So maybe that was like a Kris Jenner move.
I'm sure it was. But now you got to deal with the fact that you are already...
Oh, she is going to pay them off. That is a hush-hush situation. That probably is one of her homies that she was like, yo, so I'm about to... Look, I'm walking out now. Come out, be the first one, and I'm going to knock your camera down. Don't worry, baby boy.
No, the second cameraman looked real scared. He was like, he was
Yeah, backing. Because he wasn't in on it.
Right, he was backing up.
Right, I'm like, look, Black, call me. I'll come. Black. I'll do it. I'll
Yo,
do
Black.
It. You know what? There isn't any female paparazzi people. I'm about to break Hollywood. Honey, you about to see me out there like, China! Hey, girl! China! Hey!
Bitch, I would die. Can you please do that? I'd be scared for you, though. Actually, they'd probably all fuck with you. They'd
be like,
nah, you from that reality check show, bitch.
No, I think that, I mean, it would probably, we should just do it.
Because it is. It's Let's all like Armenian it. Men, either like in their early 20s or late 40s.
But there
running
are.
Running around with some cameras, jumping over fences and shit. Ashley wouldn't have to jump over a fence. She'd go
right under
underneath.
It. ooh.
And you would be really the one that'd be up in Black China's car, like, girl, before you beat that man's ass. What's going on, girl?
Hey, give me a
you
little
soundbite
real quick.
You want a Twizzler or something? I just came from the store.
You Can you give me a ride home?
You need a ride.
Listen.
Because, you know, these streets is not... I'm out here for you.
Like, that shit, like,
I'm
well,
out
where
here
you,
for you.
Where do you live, Calabasas?
Girl, bye. You like...
no, because I'm going to ride all the way home with her. And then be like, oh my gosh, girl.
Do you mind if I stay?
I might as well just stay, girl. You know I live downtown. Quit playing. quit playing, girl. But listen, Waka Flocka and Tammy are getting their own show.
Why? What?
Called
on
Meet
Bounce?
The Flockas.
Who? VH1 is producing this?
Honey, I don't care if it was on Cartoon Network. I ain't meeting no Flocka nowhere. Okay? Waka that. Waka out.
Okay. I don't care if it's on.
I'm not watching. I'm kind of over... Speaking of reality check, I'm kind of
Bitch,
over
we've been
reality
saying that
shows.
This for how many years now?
I know.
How many years we've been doing this show? I don't even know.
But
have we been
what,
doing it for years?
But
months?
Is there a reality show that you are still like dedicated to? Because when I started.
No, I literally do not watch television at all anymore.
See, I do.
I watch Disney movies. I'm at that point in my life where I'm like, I'm dealing with my reality, okay? That's the reality
that
show I'm watching.
Enough for me.
So at the end of the fucking day, I put Aladdin on just so I can go to sleep and hear
a whole new world.
No, I don't even get to that part. I'm knocked Ooh. Out before that.
Well, dang.
You know what I'm saying? But
well,
I just
you know
need
what?
Something to be.
But
I will say this. I low-key am excited for Real Housewives of Atlanta. I stopped doing it, the show over at AfterBuzz.
Because it was too, I can't.
It was too much.
Done.
But I'll be back. We're going to do it here, a reality check specials like we kind of did last season. Bring the crew back from the old AfterBuzz and do it over here at Black Hollywood Live.
Because
you know
the new
saying?
Ones...
Whoa. Shots fired!
Whoa! Kay Michelle is interested in doing country music. She actually recently met with one of her all-time, like, iconic legends, someone that she really looked up to over the years.
Who?
And, child, I don't know. It wasn't Shania Twain, so I wasn't feeling it. Let me look it up, y'all. Y'all know. Listen, don't tune
okay,
in for all the facts.
Right,
y'all gotta, don't be lazy. Y'all better Google this. Shoot.
You don't act like you wasn't watching Wendy all week, okay?
Right.
We just sitting here talking about what we fucking scroll
y'all
through.
Y'all want us to know everything. This is crazy. I gotta go through all this. Honey, go to the next story.
All right,
you
well,
asking
I'm,
me
since
who?
We talking about Real Housewives of Atlanta, Miss Kenya Moore apparently was kicked off the fucking, you know, they be going on trips, every group little trips. Well, Miss Kenya Moore production is saying.
What about Portia got kicked off?
From the trip?
Yeah.
Well, Kenya got X too. Wasn't Portia last season? She didn't get to go? I don't know. But anyways.
Look, we don't know.
I don't know. I don't be watching nothing. All right? I be coming up in here and talking the way I be talking because I don't give a shit.
Woo!
All right? And that's why you love us.
Yeah.
Anyways, but girl, let me finish the story because you was still Googling. So you figure out who the country singer is. Blake Shelton, whatever.
No,
the
it
fuck
wasn't
it,
Blake.
I
Ooh,
know.
I love me some Blake.
Blake ain't out here. Blake would have been like.
And Miley Cyrus' dad. I mess with him. I like him.
He had one song.
I still like him.
Don't break my heart. Girl. Anyways, so they're going to Barcelona this season on Real Housewives of Atlanta, and apparently Kenya didn't film certain scenes leading up to the trip with her hubby, Mark Daly, because he's not down. So basically, Kenya's missing out on some paychecks, and she ain't going to get to go on the trip. And I'm just sitting here, girl, that's like how many strikes? You about to be out. Your pit about to be popped. Now, who's this saying?
I got him, y'all. Okay, so his name is... I'm getting old. I got to zoom in. Chris Stapleton. Chris Stapleton is his name. I've never heard of him.
Sounds a little familiar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that I've heard one of his songs before. But basically, she said... Is he cute?
No. He looked like a chipmunk. Oh. He looks like a Trump Tailspin. Supporter. Oh, he does, actually.
From Wisconsin, old Pennsylvania.
But he'd be like saying that he doesn't really vote for Trump because he's
Hollywood. Because he got black friends.
Yeah, you know, or like K. Michelle.
One. So
can
let
you
me
play
tell
a Chris
you.
Stapleton song? Let's just see. I want to hear what K. Michelle's inspired by.
So, but she's been saying for years and years and years that she's always been interested in doing country music, but she feels that that's not like a place for her. And she mentioned this to this person, and he basically encouraged her and was like, "You have a beautiful voice. If there is ever a time, the time is now."
I could really hear her doing. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Put her on this, like.
I like country music only because it tells a story, but this is more bluesy, you know what I mean? And there are a lot of black country artists, they're just not...
There's that new one, I forget what his name is, we talked about him over on the beat the other day. Light skin, he's fine, like, I'm like...
It's this one, honey, that is so... See, I should have did...
He black?
No, but...
Girl.
He's so cute, though. I'm going to Google who he is. But yeah, that was a really nice song. It reminded me of, like, bluesies, Southern, whatever. Go for it, K. Michelle. I'm all here for it.
Oh, he looked like he sang like that. Oh, he a Grammy Award winning. Okay.
So Tamar Braxton was on IG Live, like, I don't know, a couple of days ago or so, and she thought
people still
that...
listen to her? Like,
Tamar Braxton?
Like, she's, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, go ahead, sorry.
So, she was on IG Live, and she thought that Adrian Bailon had said, like, hi to her, like, on, but then people started commenting, like, girl, it's a fan page, like, that's not really Adrian, because her response was, oh, Adrian, is that you? Hey, girl, like, I emailed you 9 months ago, I've been waiting for you, like, what's going on?
Call her. If you so
and then
can.
She was, and then once people started saying like, "Well, that's a fan page. That's not really Adrian." She was like, "Well, I don't be on Instagram like that. I don't know what's what, girl. Yes, you do. You know exactly what's what. You just
really
assume." Because
you knew
really
what the email was to send her.
Anyway, so this leads me to believe that Adrian was not the person that kind of forced her off of the reel, or kind of was someone who didn't want her to be on the panel anymore.
Adrian?
What do you think?
I mean, I don't know. I just can't even get into the show, period. I'd be trying really hard. I'd be trying to watch The Real. And I know people love it.
Oh,
but...
no, listen. They have been trying. I think that the ratings were never amazing. But now I
that
have noticed.
Because the live show, is it better?
No, still yeah. ain't. That's when you need to just recycle your hosts. Because obviously it's the panel. Mm. Hello, like, if people are not tuning in, you're talking about, like, interesting subject matter, but it's all in the delivery. Like, we don't want a CNN
Where's
The Real.
Tiny Tonight?
But I don't want to hear no Tiny. And Tamar was a bit much, but I feel like she added so much personality to Dry Toast, honey. Cause,
girl, like, we need the avocado toast, because the toast was...
And it was on white bread. It wasn't even whole wheat.
It was rye.
So, but what The Real has recently been doing is they've been having, like, a younger correspondents come in as guest hosts that I've been noticing. And that's interesting. The one guy from The Shade Room was on.
I do like that. Like, the young bloggers and stuff like
that. But
that
leads me to believe that they need viewership. All they have to do is take that. The Shade Room has 10 million viewers or followers. So all they have to do is take that snippet, post it on The Shade Room. That was their leverage. Like, oh, if we will have someone come here.
See, my thing with that is, like, I don't know. Like, okay, The Shade Room has a lot of followers, but how many of those followers are, like, loyal? Like, I go on The Shade Room, but I could never tell you who the fuck the host of The Shade Room. I didn't even know they had a host. You know what I'm saying? If The Shade Room...
Well, just their correspondents.
But if The Shade Room... I didn't even know they had correspondents. Like, if The Shade Room posts a clip from The Real... I'm going to watch it on The Shade Room, and then I'm going to be like, okay. And then I'm going to turn Wendy on. I'm going to watch Wendy. You know what I mean? Hot Topics. And then when the interview comes, I'm going to shut it off.
Well, you know, I actually do, like, I'm I actually do. I like the Shade Room, and I think that they do have loyal followers because they're always getting tons of hits.
Right, but it's like world star hip hop. It's like
World Star.
One of the number one websites in the world, top 10.
Really? I've never went to World Star before.
Seriously? It's literally one of the top 10 websites in the world.
It should be too ratchet for me.
I don't know about it now, but there was a point where it was. And exactly, but it had so many viewers, but like then they tried to like make original content and all that shit. And
we don't want that.
Ain't no one trying to like, we ain't here for that. I'm here to watch fucking the woman slapping her fucking kid with a dildo. Like, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here to watch on the World Star. I don't know if that's a real video. I just made it up. But like the Shade Room, I'm here to get my little gossip and bounce onto the net, you know what I mean? And scroll onto something else. Like, I ain't here to sit on the Shade Room and be all up a part of the community. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, they won the BET Award, BET Hip Hop Award. Why was that even a category?
Thank you. Like, I didn't want to say it, but like, shout out to Cardi B for winning all those. And then I'm just like, this is so like that award show. Like, like everyone.
Ooh, was, Being Mary Jane was canceled by BET, which was like one of their best shows. And I'm like, was it too much money?
Take it out on a high note.
Yeah, but
take it on a high note.
What else do we have left?
Sex in the City tour. You know what I mean? You do a movie. If the movie does good, you hit them with a sequel. And you know what I mean? That way you keep Gabrielle Union happy. And she's like, yes, I'm an actress because I can't do this television thing anymore. Speaking of TV, what do you think about the next Bachelor, Ari Ludic Jr.?
I'm not thinking about
it. What if it was Scott Disick? I would
sign me up. Beam me up, Scotty.
I would low-key be here for Scott Disick being the next Bachelor.
He is such a player, though. Like, he is not ready to settle down. And he has kids. I don't know if there's ever been a Bachelor who had kids previously.
That's beautiful.
To each their own. I'm not trying to be a stepmom. And I'm selfish. I want my own kids. I don't want to share. I want that to be a first experience between me and my boo. That's it.
I feel like it would show either how big gold diggers bitches are, or it would show how real a bitch would be.
No,
like,
listen. What if halfway through he's like, well, I have three kids. And it's like, hold up. Hold up.
Now everyone can either take an exit card or a stay card. And there's like four bitches left.
I'm going to go. Do the church. I'm out. I'm tap me out.
What's his annual salary again, though?
Well, he's a race car driver, this new guy. He's not, for me, he's not the most attractive.
Giving him the benefit of the doubt and went through his Google image searches.
He's from, where, Arizona?
Somewhere.
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Another Trump supporter.
Probably. Probably won't be any colors on this season. Yeah.
They better.
Please, Rachel gonna be back because you know that ain't gonna work out. Child, if I see Rachel creep up, I'm gonna throw my whole TV in the trash. I cannot.
Are you excited about Mariah Carey shooting her second season?
No,
of Mariah's
I was not. Since her Butterfly album, I have flown away. Honey, she back to a caterpillar. How do you even do that?
Bitch, I was here
freaking
for
the
emancipation. I thought she was gonna be emancipated after that.
No. She done ate everything
like,
in
honestly,
sight.
And someone was like, oh, you should go see Mariah Carey on
for
tour.
What?
And I was like, for honestly, I was already never a part of, like, gonna ever even think about going to see her, especially after the New Year's fiasco.
The lip sync.
But then after the VH1 honor of hip hop or whatever the fuck that shit was, and she had the audacity to even hire somebody to make it seem like she was climbing down a wall, like, Mariah, you can't even move on stage. And
I'm
then you
done.
Had two men carry you out, and you just stood on stage looking like Miss Piggy. Like,
it's as if she weighs 500 pounds. Right. Lift your legs, like, woman. Girl,
walk.
Like, it's
bitch,
okay.
Walk.
I really, truly do not understand it. Like, I get it. You're a diva. That's fun. That's a part of your personality. But, honey, if you don't lift them thighs and sing something, I'm done. I will never go to a Mariah Carey concert for what? It's a waste of my time, energy, and money.
Mostly
no.
money.
Yeah.
Eva Marcel joining Housewives. What did you think of that?
Talked about it already.
I know, but what did you think about it?
She says
that it's not really true, and she's just popping her head in.
Please, she wants to be on that show badly. What else are you doing, Eva? What else are you doing? That's why you're marrying the mayor. Because you're trying to get some status in the world. I'm not hating on your coinage. But I'm not hating on it. But what are you bringing to the table?
Sit down with your coinage.
What is she bringing to the table?
Pull an Eve and go to Barcelona and sit with your man. The Eve was the smartest bitch out of all these bitches. Eve was like, you know what I mean? She had a little tattoo chat on her chest. She did her little 1-2 out here. What y'all want? Can't touch.
Wait, who are you talking about? Eve or Eva Marcel?
I was talking about Eva Marcel, but then I flipped it to Eve.
Yes.
Because
yes,
Eve
Gumball.
Did it the right way.
Yes, Gumball.
Mm-hmm. You calling Eve Gumball?
No, that's her man's name.
Oh, really? Well, that rich man from overseas?
Yes.
Hey, I need to find me a jawbreaker. Florida's getting another Real Housewives franchise.
Throw it in the ocean.
Let the hurricane take it on up. Sorry, too soon. I know too I shouldn't soon. Have said that.
So I want to talk about what Gabrielle. What's her name? Well, that's what we call her, Gabrielle Williams. Because I wanted to mention something. Do you have any more like stories to make it into reality check?
Nope. So E's new show that they're ripping off of everybody else, which is called The Platinum Life, zeroes in on the lives of intriguing women who give consistent love, time, and energy to famous men. Sounds like Basketball Wives, Hollywood Exes, Football Wives, Baller Wives, and Wags.
This sounds like Prostitution R Us.
Well, they're like, gonna be what? They casted the girlfriends of Miguel, Neo, and Nelly. How you feeling, Nelly's girl?
Wait, what's going on right now?
With Nelly?
No, with this. Oh. It's called Platinum Pussy.
I don't know if it's
speaking of Corinne. Let's talk about Corinne. You know Corinne.
Owens and Mario and Disneyland. This happened a while ago, but the
so
picture
magical?
Resurfaced, and I'm just like, y'all was out. You was out here accusing this man of raping you.
They're trying to stay relevant.
But how? Who? What?
They
when?
Partnered up. They partnered
what
up.
What are they going to get a spinoff?
Probably
called what?
Listen, I'm not going to lie. I was a huge Corinne fan.
Drug me up. What's it called? Drug me up and take me to the pool?
I can't.
Wade in the water?
Oop. Listen, I don't know. If Corinne got a spinoff, I would watch. Because
what?
She is hilarious. I like her as a personality. What she did was wrong, but it was also... Like, we all know that some people like her play the victim role when there's something that blows up in your face. Honey, that's not your friend. She is going to play the victim role. Be careful with the company you keep. Period. And DeMario got. And then DeMario wised up and was like, well, let me join the team and let's see what we can do together. So now they're out.
Smart guy.
Right.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
So let's talk about Gabrielle Union, because I know that you wanted to mention the Harvey Weinstein case and what's going on with that. We mentioned it a bit last week, but what did you have to add to it?
I just gagged because I came across this video in 2005. Courtney Love was on the red carpet for a Comedy Central roast, and the host asked her, they were like, so what advice would you give to young women coming to Hollywood? And she came out to say, if you get invited to, if Harvey Weinstein invites you to the Four Seasons Hotel, don't go.
Don't go. We've talked about this before in Reality Check, how this industry is just so, like, corrupt and evil, and that's the reason why we... Like, you can sell yourself and make it if you want to, if that's how you want to get there, but I refuse to, because it's like a dark tunnel, and once you, even if you peek over, somebody's going to push you in, it's going to be a Harvey, that's going to be like,
But you know
done.
What? At this point in my life and my career, bitch, I'm looking like it from down the sewer, like, well, they're like, we got careers down here, I'm like, well...
So how do you feel about people who say...
Bitch, I got money down here.
How do you feel about people who say dress modestly? Like, men wouldn't treat you this way, or men wouldn't be so aggressive or hypersexual.
Dress how you fucking want to dress, but know that this is how you're representing yourself. Like, at the end of the day, you got your titties out, girl. Someone gonna be like, she a little scandalous, she a little hoey, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Own it, you know what I'm saying?
But what if you're... What if I want to wear, like... A push-up bra, honey, because you know I'm working with.
Then you wear that push-up bra. You go into your meeting, and when a man comes
on, not a meeting. I just mean like just in general, like you're out and you are wearing something that may be revealing to other people. And so a lot of people will say, well, if you are dressed more modestly, you wouldn't have to get, you wouldn't get catcalled or like heckled on the street, or men wouldn't approach you in a certain way. But the thing is,
if you wear this stuff, you have to know what comes with it. Like, at the end of the day, we don't, like, this is a free country, but, and that's why you can wear what you want to wear, but that's, right, that's why they can do what the fuck they want to do. So, you know, you got your titties out. You know how men are fucking dogs, how they're going to react to it. So just know when they go down, when you walk down the street and you hear, and you're like, oh my God, it's so annoying. Like, girl, you playing the victim. You Corinne over here. Like, you sitting up here talking about, oh my God, they were just cattle calling me. Like, girl, because your titties are out. And so, it's okay,
yeah,
girl, but own it. You say, yup, thank you. Thanks, boo. Bye. Never, but bye. You know what I'm saying? Like, own it. Own it. Walk down the street. Let them do the little whistle. 1-2 step. Sierra on there. Oh, bye.
Nothing. Not the Sierra. Well, listen, I am going, because all my life growing up, people have said, dress modestly, dress modestly. But I don't necessarily think that you have to.
You dress modest.
I do, but I feel that,
but you just like cute modest, you know what I mean? Like, yo, cover this up. Like, see, like, right, yo, titty crevice ain't showing.
And that's what I was
but
taught.
But your thighs are out. You right. know what I'm saying?
That's what I was taught. But disregard all of that. I will say this because I agree with Gabrielle Union. She recently said, which I already knew this story. She said, reminder, I got raped at work at a Payless shoe store. I had on a long tunic and leggings. So miss me with the whole, like, dressed modestly thing. That's my point. It's like men need to control their sexual desires. So if I walk in here with my titties out, they belong to me. That does not give you permission to touch and grab. Bitch, this ain't no petting zoo.
Right.
Like that to me, like, I get both sides, but I'm going to stay, like, I don't agree with people who are like, you need to dress modestly. No, you need to control your hypersexual desires.
Right, I mean, that's at the end of the day what it really ridiculous. Comes down to. It's just like, fellas, like, keep it to yourself. Watch some Pornhub. Like, you're not jerking off enough, okay? If you're not getting booty, then you
and
need to be releasing
listen,
in another
something
way.
Is wrong. Like, if you are constantly thinking about sex, something is wrong. You need to go see a psychiatrist. And yes, psychiatrist, because you need to be you need some
medication.
Okay?
You need
something
some medication.
Is wrong. If you cannot control your desires, you are sick in the mind.
I agree. I do agree with that, because at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, it crossed my mind on many occasions, but I ain't out here fucking touching people inappropriately out here.
And it would be so, like, I feel like if I just went around, like, grabbing
dicks,
men,
like, you just out here,
it would be
like
a double standard. Like, keep your hands to yourself. But that leads me to the next thing. Hashtag women boycott Twitter. This
is in
response to some woman who felt that, you know, she was a victim of the Harvey Weinstein.
She was.
And so she was like, you know what, we all need to take a stand as women, and we need to, you know, voice this by staying off of Twitter for 24 hours.
Why? What's that doing? Like, being on Twitter is a voice. That way you can vocally, like, how you want people to hear your voice.
Yeah.
That's why you go on Twitter. How about you boycott all Harvey Weinstein movies? How about you you look into it and figure out what other pigs are in fucking Hollywood, and you boycott that?
Ridiculous. I'm like, when I was on Twitter. That whole 24 hours. I'm like, no,
I'm
good. Because
I was looking at you. I was retweeting all your shit. I was like, damn, girl.
I be going in on Twitter. But yeah, so I was definitely not a fan of that whole boycott Twitter for 24 hour situation. It just was ridiculous to me. And where was everyone when they were like, black women like Jamil were being harassed and in the workplace? And then you had the comedian who was like being caught like a monkey and all of this other stuff. Like, where was the support in that regard? Like, right. No one was there. Like, people were silenced. But all of a sudden, nope. And y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't even want to harp on race and all of that stuff, but read in between the lines and do your own research, have your own opinion, and hit me up, Ashley Gray TV on Twitter, and let me know what you are thinking.
Okay, so Marriage Boot Camp is going to be back out, and Peter Guns and Amina Butterfly are going to be on it.
Bye, we don't care. Divorce already.
I think that'll be interesting.
Over it.
I might watch the first episode. Maybe.
Tell me about it.
Oh, well, here.
I am not. No, I'm not here for it. Nope.
Oh, my God. Wait, what's this? The Rock responds to Tank's request to join Fast and Furious spinoff.
I'm so, listen.
Tank, sit down. Ooh, I was driving next to Tyrese the other day in the car. I wanted to play Sweet Lady. But then I was like, that would be fucking weird.
No. He's annoying. I am so.
Who, Tyrese?
Oh, yes.
Oh, because you just don't, he'd be making the women comment.
Listen, I think that Tank is a really good person to be in the Fast and Furious spinoff. I think that's a brilliant idea. I actually like Tank, and I've never seen him as an actor, so that would be interesting. Tyrese should have pulled what Tank is doing. Listen, so there's not going to be another Fast and Furious 8,562 until 2020. So how about you connect with The Rock, sit at the meeting table and be like, how can I be a part of this? Because this is what I want to do. Put on your big boy pants and like,
suck
let's
it
make
up.
Business happen.
Suck it up. Make your coin because Tank about to be over here and take your seat.
Right. And Tank is going to be on the next 10 movies because Tyrese want to act like a little kid and be upset.
And I won't be watching none of them because I can't.
Linda,
the fact that Fast and the Furious has that many movies,
too much.
I'm just like,
it's too much.
For what?
And if I would have been right next to Tyrese, I would have rolled down my window that do work. And I would have been like, Tyrese, I'm going to need a soundbite real quick. How are you feeling right now?
Look, because that's why you need to be over at TMZ.
Right?
Not in the newsroom, but bitch, they need to give you a camera and a microphone.
Oh, you want to pull off? Hold up, mother.
But bitch, you don't need like a camera. What you need is one of them cameras that sit on your forehead and you just be running.
Cause this, he trying to leave y'all. Watch me catch up with him. Tyrese, he gonna be like, man, what the? Like, you need to leave me.
You got,
I'm like, Jody.
You got one of them little scooters.
Jody.
With a little basket with your little water bottle and little sandwich.
I hate you, Jody. Try me, Tyrese. I wish I would. I love seeing celebrities out in the streets. I love it. Cause they just think that they're. Like, I feel like we are so used to seeing celebrities. Like, I don't care who you are. You're in my way. And I need, excuse me, I'm trying to get my coffee at Starbucks. All up in my way. If you don't move, honey, I'm late for work.
See, I don't live with a celebrity.
Zell? Oh.
Oh, well, I said celebrities.
No, you didn't just diss Zell swag.
Not
like
the
that.
Stylist. I see lots of behind the scenes people.
Literally, what are you trying to come up on with that diss track? Is what I'm trying to figure out with this whole Love and Hip Hop Hollywood situation.
Let the man do what he want to do. That's what he meant. He had a platform. He decided he wanted to do music off of that platform. Girl, get your coin how you want to get your coin, and sit. You know what I mean. If it works for you, God bless. If it don't work for you.
Listen, my thing is, people be on Instagram.
The rent's $2,700 over there, so, you know what I mean? Gotta figure something out.
$2,700, that's not a one bedroom. That's a two bedroom.
So, yeah.
So.
One bedroom, 22.
It ain't that much. Okay? And my point is, you be on Instagram acting like you got it. But you live in NoHo. Not saying that there are not nice places in
right,
NoHo.
Right, bitch, because I'm like, bitch, I live.
Listen, but we don't be pretending. To be, sure, you know what I mean? Like, if I didn't know that he lived in NoHo, I would assume, based on, like, how he tries to present himself on Instagram, that he lived in freaking...
How does he present himself on Instagram?
Just, like, you got it together. I wear designer labels, like, I'm all, like, no.
Right, like, you should be in Woodland Hills, Calabasas, like...
Or at least Brentwood.
Or at least a Sherman Oak.
At least Brentwood.
No, Brentwood is, like...
Yeah, but I have, like, really cute, like, friends who live... Rent is doable in Brentwood.
Really?
It's doable. It's, like, $2,000 for...
Yeah,
like, you can
traffic,
get a one-bedroom for $2,000,
like,
which for Brentwood is nice, because that's, like, Beverly Hills adjacent.
I just think about O.J. Simpson in Brentwood. I mean, hey. What did you watch The View and Meghan McCain joining The View? Snore. Y'all fucked up with that one, because you kicked off the best girl, the best little Republican y'all had was that Jedediah.
No, she got on my nerves.
Really?
Yeah.
I fuck with her. I liked her because she was like a little bit here, a little bit there, and she was vocal, and she didn't mind batting
but
back
she
and forth.
Always
Meghan
looks-
McCain's up here like...
Yeah, because she wants to keep her job right now. She this is her first... It's like her first day on the job will be the next 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So she has to... Sit up straight and you smile, and if you have something to disagree with, you wait your turn. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, wait a second, I don't agree with that. Like, you know, get me up on that pin. I'm like, whoopee. Whoops. Whoops.
Whoops.
Whoops. Whoops. You messed up, girl. Huh? honey, give me an opportunity view. So
yeah, because they need to get rid of what's her name, the little blonde girl. Love you, girl. You are a beautiful spirit energy, Sarah.
I don't know.
The blonde girl. She's just like, it's like everyone will have like a super important comment, and she'll be like, yeah, I eat Fritos. And you're like, what? Like, okay, girl. And you just laugh at it because it's like, oh, she's cute. And she just like, you know, she balances it up, but she don't.
What are we missing from TV right now? Like, I feel like...
A good show?
Cause, bitch, listen, I feel like...
Watched an episode of Star. I was like, and then I
fell. Oh, I like Star.
I mean, I love Star.
It was good.
But I'm not... I don't know what it is. There's nothing is holding me.
Gotham's
to TV.
Good.
Okay, yeah.
I love me some Gotham. Lethal Weapon is good.
Yeah, but like you be watching it every week. Every you check in.
I have it scheduled into my planner.
See, it's my time.
And I live tweet. That's why I schedule it in. Like, this is my time to just really relax with a glass of champagne, honey. And she sips and she live tweets and she gets her entire life.
Honey, I can't. No time for that until my shows go on TV, okay? So, Jesse Jandy.
So, I'm going to let you do all the work. Like, and then I'm like, Jesse, so when are you going to book me for your show or not?
And I'm like, yeah, I have the perfect role for you, girl.
Coffee. So get me coffee.
Oh. Girl, I would. I wouldn't trust you to bring the coffee. You'd be bringing Jack.
Listen,
Jack
in
the Box coffee.
I was in a rush. Listen, okay. Let me tell you guys a trick. If you have a Jack in the Box and you love a coffee, order a black coffee, no liquid sugar, nothing. It's literally in a different place in the restaurant because that crap that they brew is like, I don't know what that is, but get you a cold brew, bring your own almond milk or creamer of beverage, and boom.
Could you be driving with your own almond milk in the car?
Like, if I'm leaving home and I know that I don't have time to make my own cold brew, then I'll just like put some,
in like a little bag.
Almond milk. No, in a mason jar. And then I get there and I'm like, oh, light ice. So then it's like up to here. And then I just pour my almond milk in there.
The more you know. See, honey, don't actually need her own YouTube channel.
Hook y'all. Wait.
Oh.
Yep. No, I don't know. Like, I don't know. What I think that right now, late 20s, early 30s, we need us something. And
we need a
like,
good late night talk show.
Late night talk show and like, because we work.
Because I can't with James Corden. I can't with fucking done. Jimmy Fallon.
Done, Jimmy.
What's the other Jimmy? Like,
none of y'all Jimmys.
How about someone cool, youthful? Like, Chelsea was doing it for me for a little bit. Now I'm like, girl, I can't watch that Netflix shit like anymore.
I'm not logging in.
I literally have just closed my computer. We got 2 minutes, so what are we going to talk about for 2 minutes?
Hi, everyone. You can find me at Ashley Gray. We out. Tweet. Honey, I ain't got time. Bam. No, but seriously, where can everyone find you?
Seriously, you guys can find me everywhere at DJ Jesse J across all social media platforms. That's right. You can also visit me at jessejanity.com. If you guys want to reach me, you guys can also reach me over at 312. I'm just kidding.
Do you have any new projects that you're working on?
Sure do. I'm working on a project called Messy Jesse.
Nice. And where's everyone going to be able to find Messy Jesse?
Jessejanity.com.
And you can find me everywhere at Ashley Gray TV. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
Turn the air on.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.